Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, shape our hearts and minds so that we can do the will of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The major theme I want to focus on today is gratitude for healing. And now we turn to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. And this is Jesus cleanses 10 lepers. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." And now I want to turn to the Old Testament, to the book of Numbers, chapter 5, verses 2 through 3, and this is unclean persons. The Lord said to Moses, "Command the sons of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and everyone having a discharge and everyone that is unclean through contact with the dead. You shall put out both male and female, putting them outside the camp, that they may not defile their camp, in the midst of which I dwell." Now we turn to the Catechism, paragraph 2616. Jesus hears our prayer. Prayer to Jesus is answered by him already during his ministry, through signs that anticipate the power of his death and resurrection. Jesus hears the prayer of faith expressed in words, the leper, Jairus, the Canaanite woman, the good thief, or in silence, the bearers of the paralytic, the woman with the hemorrhage who touches his clothes, the tears and ointment of the sinful woman. The urgent request of the blind man, "Have mercy on us, son of David," or "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me," has been renewed in the traditional prayer to Jesus known as the Jesus Prayer. "Lord Jesus Christ, son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Healing infirmities or forgiving sins, Jesus always responds to a prayer offered in faith. "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Saint Augustine wonderfully summarizes the three dimensions of Jesus' prayer. He prays for us as our priest, prays in us as our head, and is prayed to by us as our God. Therefore, let us acknowledge our voice in him and his in us. This gospel passage reminds me of something that happened to me about 10 years ago when I attended a retreat at St. Thomas called Healing the Whole Person. The retreat was offered from the St. John Paul II Healing Center. We were asked to reflect upon the areas in our life where sin still had root and to try and discern when the sin took root. After some time, we were asked to close our eyes while members of the retreat team came to pray over us. When it was my turn to be prayed over, I felt that a healing had taken place. I was grateful to God for my healing, but what did I do after my healing? It wasn't long afterward that I fell back to my sinful habit for a time. I was also like the other 9 lepers who failed to come back and thank God for what he had done. Reflect upon the healing you have received from God, and then turn from your sinful ways. And I encourage you to be like the leper who returned glorifying God, and then go out and share God's mercy and love for you with the world. I would like to leave you with the quote from St. Augustine. Jesus's cleansing of the leper signifies the sacrament of reconciliation. Leprosy represents mortal sin, the spiritual disease that extinguishes grace from the soul and impedes one's full participation in the church. This condition can also be contagious and influence others through scandal and false contrition. The Levitical priest typifies New Covenant priests who are instrumental in reconciling sinners with God and restoring them to spiritual health through the sacrament. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.